Yeah, well, I mean, that was a big obstacle for us with the documentary. I mean, clearance for these type of films is always such a heavy cost to pay. And, you know, documentaries in general aren't big money makers. So it was just one of those things where we had to be very creative in accomplishing the music side, because I did feel that the music played a major part in the film. And so basically I had this film, the first cut was filled with music of the era. You know, I had like Baby Huey and, you know, Jimi Hendrix and Derek Funk Railroad and all that stuff. And I just knew that, in my heart, I knew that we weren't going to be able to clear this stuff. So I had to find an alternative. And my really good friend, Little Shalimar, just finished working on a short film that took place in the 70s. And he had all this incredible music that he created for it. And so one thing led to the next, and I said, you know, like, why don't we, you know, I basically gave him a film filled with all this music, and he just kind of reinterpolated all of these, all this music, and he just kind of remixed it on his own, and he's incredible. I mean, he plays drums, he plays bass, he plays, you know, guitar, so, I mean, he just went at it and knocked it out of the park, and he really, yeah, he understands the sound, that, you know, he went and even got the same amps and the same, you know, reverb and compressors and all that stuff, and so he really made it feel like the 70s, you know?